It was true, on earth, that the blood of martyrs is the seed of the church. It is even truer here. If you kill a man to shut his mouth, he pops up someplace elsewhere along the river, and a man who has been martyred 100,000 miles away comes along to replace the previous martyr. The church will win out in the end. Then men will cease these useless, hate-generating wars and begin the real business, the only worthwhile business, that of gaining salvation. What you say about the martyrs is true about anyone with an idea, Burton said. A wicked man who's killed also pops up to commit his evil elsewhere. Good will prevail. The truth always wins out, Collop said. I don't know how restricted your mobility was on Earth or how long your life, Burton said, but both must have been very limited to make you so blind. I know better. Collop said, The church is not founded on faith alone. It has something very factual, very substantial, on which to base its teachings. Tell me, my friend Abdul, have you ever heard of anybody being resurrected dead? A paradox, Burton cried. What do you mean, resurrected dead? There are at least 3 authenticated cases, and 4 more of which the church has heard but has not been able to validate. These are men and women who were killed at one place on the river and translated to another. Strangely, their bodies were recreated, but they were without the spark of life. Now, why was this? I can't imagine, Burton said. You tell me. I listen, for you speak as one with authority. He could imagine, since he had heard the same story elsewhere, but he wanted to learn if Collop's story matched the others. It was the same, even to the names of the dead Lazari. The story was that these men and women had been identified by those who had known them well on earth. They were all saintly or near saintly people. In fact, one of them had been canonized on earth. The theory was that they had attained that state of sanctity which made it no longer necessary to go through the purgatory of the river planet. Their souls had gone on to some place and left the excess baggage of their physical bodies behind. Soon, so the church said, more would reach this state, and their bodies would be left behind. Eventually, given enough time, the river valley would become depopulated. All would have shed themselves of their viciousness and hates and would have become illuminated with the love of mankind and of God. Even the most depraved, those who seemed to be utterly lost, would be able to abandon their physical beings. All that was needed to attain this grace was love. Burton sighed, laughed loudly, and said, Plus ça change, plus c'est la même chose. Another fairy tale to give men hope. The old religions have been discredited, although some refuse to face even that fact. So, new ones must be invented. It makes sense, Collop said. Do you have a better explanation of why we're here? Perhaps I can make up fairy tales, too. As a matter of fact, Burton did have an explanation. However, he couldn't tell it to Collop. Spruce had told Burton something of the identity, history, and purpose of his group, the Ethicals. Much of what he had said agreed with Collop's theology. Spruce had killed himself before he had explained about the soul. Presumably the soul had to be part of the total organization of resurrection. Otherwise, when the body had attained salvation and no longer lived, there would be nothing to carry on the essential part of a man. Since the post-terrestrial life could be explained in physical terms, the soul must also be a physical entity, not to be dismissed with the term supernatural, as it had been on Earth. There was much that Burton didn't know, but he had had a glimpse into the workings of this river planet that no other human being possessed. With the little knowledge he did have, he planned to lever his way into more, to pry open the lid and crawl inside the sanctum. To do so, he would attain the Dark Tower. The only way to get there swiftly was to take the Suicide Express. First, he must be discovered by an Ethical. Then, he must overpower the Ethical, render him unable to kill himself, and somehow extricate more information from him. Meanwhile, he continued to play the role of Abdul Ibn Harun, translated and transplanted Egyptian physician of the 19th century, now a citizen of Bargahwidzis. As such, he decided to join the Church of the Second Chance. He announced to Collip his disillusionment in Mahomet and his teachings, and so became Collip's first convert in this area. "Then you must swear not to take arms against any man, nor to defend yourself physically, my dear friend," Collip said. Burton, outraged, said that he would allow no man to strike at him and go unharmed. "It is not unnatural," Collip said gently. "Contrary to habit, yes, but a man may become something other than he has been, something better, if he has the strength of will and the desire."